In a world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. So I've got a quick topic here on belching and burping. And if you have these symptoms, a couple questions you could ask yourself is, have I drunk any soda pop lately? And the bubbles in the soda pop are CO2, and they can bubble up in your stomach and then produce gas and make you want to burp. And another thing is, drinking soda pop is bad enough as it is, but it's even worse if you drink it during a meal, because those same CO2 bubbles can neutralize stomach acid, so you're not going to be digesting your food, which can lead to another topic of causing burping and belching, is, do you have enough stomach acid? If you don't have enough stomach acid, then your stomach pH is high enough that bacteria can survive, and the bacteria can then be fermenting the food that you've eaten, and when they're eating and fermenting foods, they're releasing a gas, so then you have this gas in there that can bubble up and burp, cause acid reflux. So if you don't have enough stomach acid, chances are one of the reasons is you aren't eating enough salt, because the sodium chloride, the chloride part in salt, makes up hydrochloric acid part of the stomach acid. So not enough salt, not enough stomach acid, which can lead to the belching and burping problem. So you want to at least be taking a teaspoon and a half of salt a day in all of your food, however that works out. And the way you can tell if you have enough salt is if salt your food to taste. If it tastes too salty, then you have too much. Another thing that could cause belching burping is if you ate something too fast. There could be air bubbles in between food particles, and then the combination of those after you eat lead to enough empty space in your stomach to cause a burp. Now, one of the quickest and easiest ways to deal with a burping and belching problem, if it's a chronic thing, is to take a couple drops of peppermint essential oil and a glass of warm water and drink that down, and that can stop your burping problem within seconds. Within 10 seconds, you have that problem gone. Now, that's a temporary solution. A more permanent solution would be getting a Youngevity's Healthy Digestion Pack, because that includes enzymes that can help break down your food so that it's not sitting in your stomach too long and has a chance to ferment prior to getting into the intestines. It also has probiotics in there, which also can help in digestion further down the road. Now, this strategy is also useful if you've got gas coming out of the other end. It's basically the same thing, only instead of the bacteria in the stomach that are fermenting food and causing you to burp, here we've got bad bacteria in your colon that are fermenting foods that should have been digested in the small intestine, but because they're not, they're being fermented in the colon instead. So the Healthy Digestion Pack's also going to help with that, help break down the food in the appropriate parts of the digestive system that it's supposed to be in. You also may be able to link your gas problem to particular foods, possibly dairy or gluten. If you're intolerant to either one of those things, that could cause you to have gas. So this has been Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time.
To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.